Shabnam, hold on. Come in. Shabnam, I'll call you later. Oh, Nazanin, your eyes have puffed up after all that crying. Come sit for a minute. I swear to God, that guy's not worth crying over. He'll pay for what he did.
Beta, can you do me a favor, please?
Yes, of course. Anything you want, sweetie.
Can you find Siavash's number for me?
What for?
I want to know whether that guy was telling the truth about Mehran or not.
Didn't you say he told you he got a loan from the bank? Didn't he say he was going to work in Bandar Abbas for a year and couldn't see you? Are you telling me that you're still not sure he was lying?
Not 100%, Beta. Well, because I have to make a decision here. Do I throw away 2 years of my life or... I don't want to make a mistake, okay?
You can be sure that it's not a mistake. Why don't you just call him? I don't think he'll deny it anymore.
I don't want to talk to him. And if he's lied to me before, he can do it again.
I bet Siavash won't tell you the truth either. He'll only be embarrassing himself if he told you the truth.
Please, Beta, I'll get the truth out of him somehow, okay? Just give me his number.
And where am I going to get his number?
I don't know.
I know someone who might have it. But I can't call him right now. It's late. It's inappropriate. I will call him tomorrow and I will get you the number, all right? I promise I'll find it. Okay.
Hi, Saha.
How are you? I'm sorry, were you sleeping?
I was just lying down. What's wrong?
The alarm on your car has been going off for the past few minutes. Can't you hear it?
But my car's in the parking lot.
I don't know. I still think you should go and have a look.
Miss Bazogama, would you mind giving me your car keys?
Okay.
The things that happen in this building, eh?
The same thing happened a few days ago.
Here you go.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you have anything special in your car?
No, I don't think there's anything in it.
Why don't you come and have a look?
Yes, I'll be down in a minute. Hang on.
Okay.
Look at that, ma'am. They've broken your car window.
Oh, my God. How did they come in?
Hey, Reza. What are you looking for? He's not going to wait around here. It's probably someone in this building. It's not from outside.
How do you know that?
Madam, when I came down here, the doors of the parking area was closed. I didn't hear anyone come or anyone go.
Well, you can't just blame the residents here. We've always been told to hold on to our belongings so no one steals them.
Well, she did her best. She left the car in the parking lot and she locked it.
Well, here you go. This is the second time this has happened this past month. A week ago, Mr. Shigaldi's car alarm went off in the middle of the night. It woke me up. Now, when I came down here, there was no one around at all. So it's either one of the residents here, or it must be someone's friend, or someone's relative.
Did they take anything?
Well, no, thankfully, he didn't get a chance to steal anything.
He's right, Miss Bezorgmeyer. As soon as he heard your car alarm, he rushed down here to see what had happened.
Didn't you see anyone?
No.
When I came down, I just saw the elevator door closing. It's no big deal. We can go check which floor the elevator stopped at right now.
Yeah, let's go check.
No, it's the best way.
Let's go.
Excuse me, let's go check. I think it's on the second floor.
Is there anything missing?
No.
There you go.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
You happen to hear a car alarm by any chance?
No. How come?
Well, you must be deaf then. There's a thief hiding in this building right now.
A thief?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, a thief. Hello, Farhanak.
Hold on, Saha. Hold on. Hey, Saha.
Hello, listen. That guy in my building is causing trouble for me.
Which guy are you talking about?
You know that guy who was installing my satellite dish for me the other day when Fahad came and caused a scene? Someone just broke my car window in the parking lot. I think it was him.
Maybe that car dealer guy did it. Didn't you hear how he said he'll get the money back from us somehow?
I doubt it. How could he come in?
Maybe the front door was open, or maybe a neighbor opened it for him. It's not hard to come inside the building.
No, I still think that guy in our building was behind it.
Why do you suspect him?
I don't know. He's weird.
How so?
He scares me a lot.
Well, you shouldn't be scared of him. And besides, Saha, even if he was a thief, he would never steal anything from the building he's living in. Because if they catch him later on, he won't be able to stay there anymore. I'm pretty sure it wasn't him. Oh, by the way, where were you an hour ago?
At home.
Do you know how many times I called you? I was getting worried. Why didn't you answer the phone?
I was sleeping.
What? At what time? Why? Still early in the evening. You never used to sleep at
I had a headache, so I lay down for a bit.
Have a painkiller, you'll feel better.
Farhanak, could you stay with me for the night, please?
No, not tonight. I mean, I can't come tonight. My mum's not feeling well.
How come?
It's nothing important. I think it's just a cold. But I can't really leave her alone either. You know how it is.
Well, come here with your mum, then.
Oh, jeez. What for, Saha?
Well, to be honest, I'm feeling a bit scared. My door hasn't got a proper lock on it. I'll get it fixed tomorrow.
You know what my mum's like. She won't go anywhere at this time of night, especially not when she's sick. Why don't you lock your apartment door from the inside and wait for a locksmith to come tomorrow? Hello, Saha? Hello?
What?
Why don't you call your brother if you're really scared, yeah? Huh?
No.
Why not? Call him and tell him you've been robbed. It might be a good excuse for you guys to make up.
How many times do I have to tell you this? I can't call them.
Okay, there's no need for you to get upset now.
You mean there's no way you can come and stay with me tonight?
No, I swear I can't, Saha. There's no way around it. I mean, I can't. I really want
Goodbye.
To,
but...
You can't save yourself, can you?
Mason,
you won't cheer for your dad, huh? I'm tired. No. I swear to God, I'm tired. No, my head's spinning. Come now.
You will get dizzy, Mason.
Let me have some tea first, okay?
Let me have a cup of tea first.
Come on, Dad. One cup of tea, please.
That's enough. You'll get dizzy.
Dad, come on.
Why did I buy you a PlayStation? Go play with your PlayStation. Go on. Come now. Go on then, go.
Oh,
I love you.
Here you go.
Thank you. Oh, well. It smells great. Where are you going, my little princess? You see how lovely my wife is?
Don't embarrass me.
Hey, how about you ask me some school permission for a few days' leave so I can send you guys on a little holiday?
I'm not going anywhere alone. We'll go together.
You won't be alone. Your children will be with you.
I meant I want to go with my husband.
I'd love to come, but I can't. I've got a court case. I've got to stay in Tehran for a while.
Why do you have to go to court?
It's nothing. Someone wanted to rip me off, and you know me. I'm the devil himself. So I've taken him to court. Oh, hey there! Let's go. Get dressed so we can go.
Go where?
Your mom's house. Didn't you want to go there? There's a football game tonight. Let's go watch it there. I want to annoy Muhammad.
Leave the poor guy alone. Besides, I'm on my husband's side. You said you didn't feel like going, so I called and cancelled it for you.
Yes. I hope they don't get upset.
They won't. I searched the whole shopping center just so I could find some sour cherries for you.
Awesome. You mean we are going to eat sour cherry rice? Thank you so much. All right, then. What happened, pumpkin? What's wrong? What's wrong?
Hello?
Hello, sorry, did I wake you up?
Where are you?
Me? Nowhere, I'm in my room.
Nazi, you've lost your mind. You're at home, why are you calling me on my phone?
I'm not coming out of my room because I'm worried that Mum might see me and ask me questions about why I changed my mind. Can you go and find me someone's number, please?
Nazanin, did you honestly sleep last night?
Please go and make that phone call for me. I can't eat or sleep until I find out what's going on here.
It's 7 a.m. He's probably asleep right now.
For God's sakes, call him, Beta. It's only this one day.
Okay, fine. I'll call in a minute.
I'll be waiting. Don't go back to sleep.
I won't. I can't sleep anymore. Phone you are calling is switched off.
Hello?
Hello, Siavash.
I'm sorry for calling you at this time. I'm Nazanin Azli.
Hello, Nazanin?
How are you?
Good, thanks. Sorry for calling you at a bad time. I wanted to ask you something about Mehran Faramand.
That's all right, no problem. Go ahead.
I don't know whether you're aware that we are planning to get married soon.
Planning on? Did something happen?
Well, last night, Mehran and his family came to our house to propose to me, you see. I had heard some things about
him, so I asked him some questions in private last night, and...
So that's why I've called you now, to ask you.
I know what
you must have heard, Nazanin. But you can rest assured that what you've heard were just rumors that a former friend of ours, who happens to be our enemy now, has spread behind our backs.
Siavash, you don't have to lie to me because of Mehran. He told me everything last night.
Mehran told me he's got to go to jail for just 1 year because of the
forged signature and the fraud that he has committed. And that is why I've called you just now. I want to be certain that he's telling me the truth this time, you see.
Listen, Siavash, I wouldn't be
asking you this if it wasn't absolutely important to me. I'm begging you, please, tell me the truth. This matter can completely change the
course of my life. Listen, if Mehran is going to go to jail for just 1 year, I can wait. But
if it's going to take any longer than that, I'll have to change my mind about this marriage completely.
No, there's
no way it'll be more than a year. It might even be
less than that. According to the things they've told us, if we give the bank its money and get their consent, there won't be any formal plaintiffs.
I assure you of this, Nazanin.
And Mehdi's not going to sue his brother. So Mehran will just be punished for the crime itself.
What's it called again? Signature forging.
He'll be charged for forging a signature, and if the judge is kind enough,
hopefully his prison sentence will be less than a year. Hello? Nazanin? Nazanin?
Yes?
Nazanin, I swear to God, Mehran and I aren't criminals. We were just fooled by some other people.
Thank you, Siavash. I'm sorry for waking you up so early in the morning.
No,
goodbye.
No, not at all. That's fine. Goodbye.
Was it true? I love the way you tricked him. It was really cool how you told him you'd wait for Mehran if his prison term was less than a year. Nazi, you've got talents that I never knew about, you sneaky fox. Nazanin.
I'm disgusted with myself for telling those lies.
Don't feel disgusted. If you hadn't said those things, he would never have told you the truth.
Hello.
Hey. Well, about time you answered your phone.
Siavash, I'm not in the mood. Tell me what you want.
Come over here. I've got loads of news for you.
Like what?
Bad news about Mohammad Reza and good news about Nazanin.
Hey, where are you right now?
I'm at home.
Listen, I can't come to your place. Didn't you hear that your mom would call the police?
It doesn't matter. Come wait outside my place. I'll come and talk to you in the car.
All right, I'm on the way. See you.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Mehdi.
It's me, Layla.
Hey there. How's it going, Layla?
Good, thanks. And how are you?
I'm good. What made you call me so early in the morning?
I really need to see you.
Is something wrong?
I need to talk to you, and I really have to see you.
Let me see you giggle. Giggle for Mommy.
Hello.
Hey there. Good morning. Here comes Daddy. Your daddy's here.
Good morning.
Your daddy's here.
Here you go. Two fresh sangak breads.
Why did you buy two sanaks? It'll go stale then and we'll have to throw it away.
No, I was worried there won't be enough for us and Mehran.
Mehran just left.
Where did he go?
I don't know. Someone called him and he rushed out of the house.
Was he okay?
Yes, but I think you should watch out for him more from now on.
Yeah.
My pretty girl.
All right. Go bring breakfast. I've got to go soon.
Where are you going? It's Friday today.
Layla called me and said she needed to talk to me. I'm going to go and see her.
What's it about?
I don't know. She didn't tell me.
Well, Tuba and I will go with you. Both Layla and Susan can see her then. Isn't that right?
You can't, because I'm not going to their house. She's going to meet me outside.
Why outside?
She said she doesn't want her mom to hear what she's going to say.
Okay, well, take care of her while I go bring you some
sure
tea.
Sure thing. Look at this, Tuba. Hello, Tuba. How are you? Have you eaten your breakfast yet? Have you eaten it yet? Have you eaten your breakfast?
I just can't believe it, man.
I couldn't believe it either, but the more I thought about it, the more it made sense. Mohammad Reza's the only person who could have possibly given us away. He was the only one who knew everything we did. You saw how the security guards at the bank knew everything. They even knew that Mehdi wasn't aware of our plans.
He's such a traitor.
Totally. And that wasn't enough for him. He went and told everyone at university as well. He completely humiliated us.
Our university?
Well, yeah. How else do you think Nazanin found out about all of this?
Who says Nazanin found out?
Didn't she talk to you about it during last night's proposal ceremony?
About what?
Look, she called me an hour ago and said last night you told her you'd be in jail for no more than a year. She wanted to make sure you weren't lying.
What did you tell her?
I told her Mehran told you the truth. It might even be less than a year.
Oh, no. No.
Shouldn't I have told her?
Nazanin didn't even come out of her room yesterday, let alone talk to me, all right?
She's really smart. She tricked me, I swear.
Oh, man, oh, man. Oh. Oh.
Mehran. Mehran. She told me all about the fraud and signature forging over the phone. I don't get it. Why did she even call me if she already knew what had happened?
She told you why. She wanted to be sure, and you gave her that assurance. Why didn't you call me and tell me these things last night?
I didn't call you last night. Didn't I call you last night? You're definitely in love. I called you last night, and you said you were busy, and you'd call me back later. I called you again after that, and you wouldn't answer your phone, and then you switched it off the whole night. Anyway, that was the bad news. I've got good news for you as well. Nazanin said that if your prison sentence ends up being less than a year, she'll wait for you and marry you when you come out of jail. Why are you giving me that look? I swear to God, she told me herself.
You're so naive, Siavash. She said that so she could get you to talk. She didn't even come and say hi to us yesterday.
There,
the phone switched off.
You mean Nazanin?
Mohammad Reza.
Well, he's probably scared. He knows I'll come and tell you what happened. He probably got scared and turned it off.
Hey, do you know where he lives at all?
Look, I went there and apologized to him yesterday.
I said, do you know where he lives or not?
No, I don't.
I swear to God, I'll kill Mohammad Reza. I swear I'll cut him up into 1,000 pieces.
What do you mean you'll kill him? You'll be hanged instead of going to jail for a year that way.
Look, I've got nothing to lose. I've lost everything I had in my life. There's nothing at stake anymore. Who even cares if I get hanged? Siavash, I can't live without Nazanin. I can't live without her at all. I'm going to throw his corpse on the ground. When I go to university tomorrow, I'm going to throw his corpse on the ground.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks a lot. You didn't put chocolate on that one, did you? No. No, no,
don't.
Thank you. Here we go. Look at that. Look at what we've got over here. Dig in. Go ahead, it's going to melt.
I don't want to melt.
But you can't not eat anything, otherwise that guy will get offended, and then he won't let us sit at his table, and then we'll have to stand up, and we'll have to talk while we're standing up.
I really haven't got much to say. I came here to tell you the same thing I told you at home. I have to see my father.
I already told you. Neither your mom nor your dad wants that to happen right now.
What about me, then? Doesn't it matter what I think?
Look, there's a chance you may not even want to see your father if you know about the condition that he's in right now.
I know about the condition that my dad's in, really. I'm well aware of it. But you don't seem to understand how I'm feeling at the moment. Not you or Mum or Dad knows how I'm feeling. No one ever understands me. A few years ago, I found out that my dad had come outside my school to see me. I told my Mum not to let him go away anymore, but she didn't listen. And she's not listening to me now.
Listen, Layla. Your mom doesn't want you to see him at the moment because she's worried about you, all right?
Well, I'm worried about my dad. He's not himself at the moment at all. Absolutely anything could happen to him at any time.
No, please, don't think like that. Don't say that.
Back then, I tried looking for him with one of my friends, but I couldn't find him.
Where did you go looking for him?
I managed to find an address, but he had left when I got there.
You did the wrong thing, Layla. You shouldn't have done that. Do you know how dangerous those places can be out there?
I know. But I'd do anything to see my father again. I'm not going to sit around and wait for my dad to waste away in some dump. I remember how he used to come to my school to give me pocket money, to show me kindness. But everyone was always so mean to him.
Who?
Everyone. The janitor, the principal, the deputy, and even my teachers.
Yes, well, they didn't know him back then. They didn't know who he once was. They probably thought he was just a stranger.
Why didn't they let me see him after they found out about it?
All right, don't cry now. Wipe away your tears. Listen, Layla, let's ignore your mother for a moment. Uncle Hamid doesn't want to see you either. He made me promise that I won't take anyone there to see him. His parents don't even know that I found him. If your father sees you now, he'll get upset with me, I swear to God. He doesn't want you to see him in the condition that he's in right now.
He knows that I know about his addiction, so he won't get upset about it.
Listen, Layla, knowing about his condition is one thing, but seeing it is very different. Do you want your dad to feel embarrassed? If you love him, don't make him feel humiliated.
Okay, but please let me see him from a distance then. I won't let him see me. I won't come forward, is that okay? I swear to God I'll be happy even if I can see him from a distance. I have that right, don't you think so?
You've got a lot of rights, but
you won't have any excuse that way. Mum won't find out and Dad won't feel embarrassed. Please, Mehdi. If I can just see him for a moment, it'll help me calm down.
So you will not come forward and you won't let him see you, will you?
Okay.
Promise me. Say you swear. Forget it, Layla. Let Uncle Hamid quit his addiction first. I'll take you to him once he's better. It'll be better for all of us that way.
I swear on my dad's life I won't come forward.
I swear on my dad's life that I won't come forward, I won't let him see me, and I won't talk to him. I promise it on my dad's life.
I swear on my dad's life I won't come forward, I won't let him see me, and I won't talk to him. You agreed to it, Mehdi. Come on, let's go then.
Where to? We can't go now. Let me come up with an excuse to take him outside tomorrow. I'll call you myself, and I'll let you know where you should come and see him. You've waited all this time. One more day won't hurt you. Eat your ice cream. It's melting.
What does that guy take us for? Does he really think he can hide the disgusting things he's done from everyone by making up stories like that? There you go, dear. And you kept saying Mohsen was a good man. And to think I was about to call them and apologize again.
His family doesn't know.
How would you know?
They're not like that.
Did you really think that boy would be like that?
She's right. I've known Wilson for many years. He's not the type of person who'd lie like that. He's a truthful man.
Well, why don't you go call him and give him the news then? Let him know about the type of son he's raised.
No, Mom, you can't tell them.
Why shouldn't we tell them? You were in your room the whole time. You didn't see the face Akram was making. She looked as though we owed her. I felt so humiliated.
We're telling you they weren't aware then, darling.
And I'm telling you to go tell them. Make them see we're not the ones who owe them.
Mom, I don't want to be the one who spills the news about Mehran to his family. Let them find out for themselves. We shouldn't be the ones to tell them. Mom, please listen to me about
this. That's exactly my problem. All of this happened because I kept listening to you.
Nazanin's right here. Why should we call them and make them feel humiliated? It's not the end of the world, is it? Everything turned out for the best, didn't it?
Nazi? Nazi, can you come here for a minute?
Close the door.
It's Siavash. I told him you're not feeling well, but he says it's important.
No, he probably wants to get us back together. He might even be sitting next to him waiting for the opportunity to talk.
No, I don't think so.
Well, ask him what he wants.
I'm sorry, Siavash.
My sister really isn't feeling well. Could you please tell me what it's about?
Please, I have to speak to Nazanin. It's really very important. I swear, it's a matter of life and death.
Hold on a minute. He says it's a matter of life and death. He sounds really shaky, Nazi.
How can I help you, Siavash?
Hello, Nazanin. How are you? I'm sorry for calling you like
this, but I had no choice. Look, the thing
is, I'm really worried about Mehran.
Look, Siavash, everything is over between Mehran and I.
And if he is the one that persuaded you to call me, please tell him to forget about me forever.
And tell him not to contact me or my family
ever again, otherwise I'll have to treat him in another way. Do you understand?
No. I swear to God, you've misunderstood me. Mehran doesn't even know that I've called you.
He might even get mad at me if he finds out.
I called you to tell you that Mehran might do something to hurt Mohammad Reza tomorrow.
Who's Mohammad Reza?
Mohammad Reza is that ex-friend of ours who
humiliated us at college. Today, when Mehran found
out that he was the reason you found out about everything, he made an oath. He made an oath that he would kill him in college tomorrow.
I hope he doesn't do that, Siavash. Because this person you're talking about did me and my family a huge favor.
If you do happen to see him again, please thank
him on our behalf, will you?
No, I'm not joking, Nazanin. I tried to talk Mehran out of it today, but it was no use.
He's like a wounded animal. He's capable of doing anything.
I wouldn't call you if I wasn't worried about him.
Mehran Farahman's fate simply does not concern me anymore.
Okay.
Okay, fine, fine. It doesn't concern you as the person who was about to marry him.
But doesn't it concern you as a human being?
I don't care about him anymore, Siavash, not one bit.
Nazanin, Mehran gave me a letter today,
but just before he left.
I don't know what he wrote in it, but he told me to give you the letter, no matter what happens tomorrow. Nazanin,
Mehran's not feeling well. If you don't stop him,
he might hurt himself or Mohammad Reza tomorrow, and then you won't be able to live in peace for the rest
of your life.
You don't need to worry about my conscience, Siavash.
I already told you, I no longer care about
Mehran Farahman or anything he does from now on. So you can tear up the letter he gave you and throw it in the trash for all I care.
I know, I realize that you're
upset with Mehran at the moment.
Hello?
What did he say? What did he say, Nazi?
Are you crazy?
Me or you?
Move!
Over my dead body. I won't let you run him over. Mehran! Mehran!
The
درگیری کم یارم، دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست. یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست، این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست. برگرد امشب دیگه داردی میشه، آدم که با عشقشم درگیر میشه. این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه. بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره، قربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی. این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی. شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد. درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه. بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.